Sorry. Hey guys, my name is Aneth Cruz, and today I'm here with my partner Zoe, and today we'll be talking about how alpacas and llamas are genetically similar and different.
First off, alpacas are long-haired South American mammals. They are the smallest camelids in the camel family. The two breeds of alpacas are Suri and Huacaya. 10% of the alpacas in the world are Suri.
But llamas, on the other hand, are the biggest of the camelid species. These two animals look alike but have different qualities, uses, and personalities. Both are found in South American countries like Peru, Bolivia, Chile, and Argentina.
So first, we're going to talk about how different they are. Specifying in size, llamas can be up to 6 feet tall and weigh about 250 to 350 pounds, but an alpaca's maximum height is 3 feet and 150 pounds.
Some physical differences are their ears and face. The neck, llamas have ears that are shaped like a banana, but alpacas have small ears that are straight. Llamas have a long face, and alpacas have smaller and fuzzier faces.
Since llamas are bigger and stronger, they are used for carrying packs during hikes, and other beneficial things about llamas are that they watch over farm animals and can clean logs. Alpacas are beneficial because they are used for their wool.
Fur usage. Alpaca's fur is much softer than llama, so it's used for garments, which are clothing, while the llama's fur is used for scarves and stuff. Alpacas produce 4 to 12 pounds of wool each year, which is a tremendous amount.
Llamas are brave and very confident. They are independent as they can protect themselves from predators. Alpacas are shy and quiet but are very curious. They hate being alone and are happy to be in groups.
Genetic similarities. Llamas and alpacas are part of the same family as they have,
they have different ancestors.
But they're still cousins, and the llama's ancestors of Guanaco, while the alpaca's ancestors of Acuna. These four species are part of the camelid family. About 80% of alpacas are in part hybrid with guanacos and llamas, and these two species could crossbreed, but it's not really happening because people don't like to do that.
Hey, Aneth.
Yes?
Want to hear a joke?
Sure.
What happens when you stand between two llamas?
What?
You get laminated.
That was so bad.
Yeah, but it was worth a shot.
No, after hearing that joke, alpaca my bags.
All right, guys, that's it for our podcast. Stay tuned for next time.